may be seated. I want you to open your Bibles to two scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I want to train you in the area of the power of speaking in God's voice. Now, you know we heard Sunday about hearing the voice. We're going to hear some more about that. But the power of speaking in God's voice. It's going to be revealed to you how to speak in God's voice. In other words, you're going to speak to him. Is him speaking to him? Are you following it? Is him repeating to him what he wants to happen to you? You'll be that deep in revelation once you get this revelation, how to always know how to speak with the voice of God. Speak to God with his own voice. With his own idea, with his own wisdom, with his own understanding. And so that means that you and God will have a divine conversation that demonical powers cannot interfere with. You understand? That means that you will not be able to be discouraged. Because it's a hookup. Listen now, it's a hookup that you're saying the right thing. And God is well pleased with what you're saying because you're saying what he told you to say. And so, my brothers and sisters, listen now. I'm going to share with you how to do this every time. In every situation. You'll be able to do this every time, in every situation, in proper contact with God, ideas and understanding. You understand? So you'll be able to leave here tonight, whatever you have been dealing with or whatever online, whatever you need to happen in your life, you can have a direct conversation with God that he already pleased with. I want you to get ready for a shift in your life tonight. Not only I'm going to train you how to hear God's voice, we got a lot more to hear God's voice, we'll go back to it Sunday, but tonight now you're being taught how to speak with the voice of God every time. In other words, here's again, how to speak on the same level with God. Oh, don't get scared. You're designed to speak on the same level with God. Using his voice and your voice. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, there's two verses I want to pull out of this chapter. I think I'm going to go to the 18th verse first. The apostle preaching to a church and he said, I thank my God. I speak with tongue more than ye all. How many of y'all know, ever heard about Seymour? William Seymour, from Louisiana, had one of the most powerful spiritual movements. They don't talk about it as much as they should. And you know why, because he's black. But he's one of the most powerful moving the spirit that they had seen before. He couldn't go to college. They wouldn't let him in. They made him sit at the door. He couldn't go in, so he sat at the door and eavesdropped. But he was a powerful man. Then I know you've heard of Kenneth Hagin.
Yes, sir.
Fred Pryce.
Yes, sir.
Kenny Copeland.
Yes, sir.
All those men, in my following those men, they emphasize the importance of praying in the Spirit. The importance of praying in the Spirit. Oral Roberts the same way. Here Paul says, I thank my God, verse 18, I speak with tongue more than y'all. Wow. Seem important, right?
Yes, sir.
Then you go back in that same opening to the second verse. He's training them how to speak with the voice of God. When you speak in the Spirit, or when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying in the voice of God. The Holy Spirit is God's voice. So when you're speaking in God's voice, one of the main things I want to tell you, be listening. Because when you speak on God's level, he wants a conversation. So he gonna talk to you above your humanistic ability. It's going to be a spirit talking to a spirit. A spirit talking to a spirit, the only answer I can give here now is supernatural. You're having a supernatural conversation with God about a natural or demonic situation. So you're going to know how to move above that scenario. Because you're operating from another realm. You're not just doing that. No. You're listening too, because when you speak in the Spirit, hear me well. When you speak in the Spirit, you hear in the Spirit. So I want you to start looking for, from this night forward, advanced answers. Answers that'll put you ahead of the pack. Because now you recognize every time I speak in tongue, I'm speaking with the voice of God. I'm not only speaking with the voice of God, I'm speaking what God want to hear. What he want me to say. See, because the fire and the wind blow you into another realm. Then Acts chapter 2, the wind and the fire blow you into a divine realm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The fire and the wind blow you into a divine realm when you're praying in the Spirit. You understand? You're in a divine realm. You're not just a da-da-ba-ko-to-la. You're in a divine realm. I'll tell you something. Right now, the Holy Spirit is saying to me, you're not in a realm that has to make decisions. You're in a realm that's already decided. You're not in a realm. You're not trying to get a decision made. You didn't decide how things are going to come out. Now, let me say it again, because you didn't get it. You're not praying for a decision. You're praying as a decider. Because you're in a realm that you can overpower everything. That's what God desired for his sons and daughters, but we come through so much religion, so much ritual, so many man-made ideals that we were trying to flow in the Spirit, but so much other stuff was going on. But now, at the end of the ages, he wants this apostolic church and his prophetic people to be walking around taking care of his business, knowing what they're talking about. Knowing how things are going to come out. No matter how it looks, you know how it's going to come out, because you decide how it come out with your mouth. Cha-cha-da-da-ba-cha-ta. So you're not just making a broken syllable, you're talking with the voice of God. Are you listening to me? So he says here in 14:2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, Jesus Christ, speaketh not unto men. Hallelujah. So when you speak in an unknown tongue, listen, you're not speaking on men level. Your governor can't handle this. Your sheriff can't handle this. You're on another level. You got to recognize you're a Christian. You got to recognize you're a child of God. You got to recognize that you got power that comes from another world. See, you don't pray in tongue by feeling. You don't pray in tongue by facts. When you pray in tongue, you're praying, it is finished. Because you're talking God language, you understand? You might not understand. Sometimes he revealed it to you, but you might not understand. But you're stirring up a brand new world with the power of God, the ability of God, and that's a great ability. So he says, for he that speaketh, my goodness, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, thank God, but unto God. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. That means you're on another level, right? For no man understandeth him. But howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Now, speaking with your voice in the spirit will spark the supernatural. For it's God hearing his own voice.
Yes, sir.
And he said to me this way, and I'm hearing my own ideas from you. So when you pray in the spirit, you confirming a victory that already has happened. No matter what it looks like, no matter who against you, no matter what his job, what it is. When you pray in the spirit, you praying something that already happened beyond whatever happened. It says, God says to me, tell them when they're praying in the spirit, they're praying in my voice, and I'm hearing my own ideas from them. I can't, here's what the Spirit of God says, I can't release the ideas I have for you if you don't release them. Well, that's more powerful than y'all answer. Listen, I can't release the ideal I have for you if you don't release them. So prayer is not a routine. No, prayer is the place of revelation. So I got down here, the secret of praying in the spirit, the power of speaking in God's voice. We're going to name it the power of speaking in God's voice. You ready?
Yes,
putting you in constant, powerful, supernatural contact with God and his supernatural world. Mm-hmm. You're speaking his language. You ready? Stand ahead of everything the enemy will try against your life. From now on, you'll be ahead of it. They will say, oh, yeah, you are. All right. See. Because each time you go through something in life, you know after the cross. Now the resurrection. A lot of time, If you're far enough in the spirit realm, you understand what Satan trying to use is promoting you. I think it's a good time, let me see, Lord. It's a good time to go to this verse. These different stages. Go to Romans 8:26. These different stages. Now, remember, all of you who are in the sound of my voice, here in the sanctuary and online, you in another spiritual position now. You understand, every time you're praying in the spirit, you're praying with the voice of God, meaning you're praying with the ideas of God, you're praying with the understanding of God, you're praying with the wisdom of God. So there's no such thing as no solution. You cannot let your body and your mind and your imagination take over. When you're praying in the spirit, you got to F-L-O-W. You got to flow. You got to flow because he know where he's going. If this is true, and it is, all of your worrying days just was taken from you. I said, all of your worrying days are taken from you. Because when something come up, you shift from a normal person and shift in the spirit and pray in tongues. You remember Romans 8:26, how many times I tell you? I'm not to be messed with tonight. That first statement, I want you to understand that statement tonight. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. You got to recognize that you got infirmity. Your body is not born again. Your mind not born again. You got to keep them in order. You know how your mind take off. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit that itself, himself, make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Now, recognize, understand, as long as you're in this life, you got infirmity. All right, recognize you got that. That's why he give you this spiritual voice. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and give you the Holy Ghost voice. You have the Holy Ghost voice living on the inside of you and know directly how to speak to God about anything. Now, sometimes your body get left out, your senses get left out. What you doing? You're supposed to be worried. Your senses. Your senses not saved. You understand? All of us been through it. All of us been through worrying about something that what worse worrying about? Do I have any witness up in here? And now, ooh, I feel anointed. And now what God want to do with us apostolically and prophetically is turn the government over to us. Yeah. That we run and rule this world and keep Satan where he's supposed to be, under our feet. Scriptures will come alive. You'll be reading the scripture, just jump out the pages into your heart. You become so powerful. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Many, many lives are being changed. She'll be back to Ephesians 4:11 through 16. If you're taught properly, you can function properly. Now, just this little while here, each one of y'all should be stronger right now. If you're listening, you see, you can't revelation can't be revealed to the flesh. It's your heart. I believe that's why God brought the two together. You're in my voice and speaking in my voice, because you got the two got to be parallel, running together, or you would just be sitting there and going through a service. And still go back and leave out here and live on your ABC. You should function different. You see, I think praying in the Holy Ghost about 15 minutes can change anything. You let me pray in the Holy Ghost about 15 minutes, I'm gonna be all right. I don't care what you're trying to do. See, because I know. You got to know. You got to know the flow. You can't flow. You see, if you're just trying to use a Bible voice, and the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak to you, they are supernatural. Your sonship come out of you when you function by faith in my word properly. So here is a lineup. I'm going to take you through this lineup. Infirmities is the first line. Your infirmities are there for a reason. Your infirmities are there to let you know you can't make it by yourself. Watch this. I wouldn't want God to take my infirmities away. I need my infirmities to stay here, to let me know I ain't nothing without God. So stop cussing your infirmities out. They don't want to help you line up. They don't want to help you line up to know I can't make it by myself, because I'm ready to fight now. Pull it in front of me and throw on bricks. I want to talk to you. Hold up. I want to talk to you. Go to the next verse. Let me step you in. And he that searches the heart, what he search?
The heart.
Knows what is the mind of the spirit. Now, the mind of the spirit. The mind of the spirit. You are designed by God to function in the mind of the spirit. When revelation and praying in the spirit, you're functioning in the mind of the spirit. The words that I speak unto you become divine words. Just in the book here, they're not divine words. They got to be revealed to you, so you got to stay with them long enough. So we start quoting too fast. We find a chapter in four verses. Just start talking, putting them voices. Now, first of all, you're quoting in your own. You're quoting about your ownership, trying to get it. Quoting, begging for something you already own. You got to take it, baby. You got to be anointed enough to take it. Just take it in Jesus' name. It's mine. So, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit. Now, infirmities, you ever move to the mind of the spirit? Because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So now, the mind of your spirit is functioning according to the will of God. Your infirmity doesn't matter now. I say your infirmity doesn't matter, because Satan condemned you with your infirmity, your shortcoming. And nobody got more shortcoming than him. He was stupid enough to leave heaven. Turn his back on God. He knew he yummy. I heard him say, you right, man. He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So you got those two things, the mind of the spirit and the will of God. The mind, when you speaking in the voice of God, you're speaking in the mind of the spirit and you're speaking in the will of God. And you can't be interrupted and it can't be stolen from you, because guess what? When you speak in the spirit, Satan don't know what you're saying. He cannot interpret praying in the spirit. So you got infirmities. You got the mind of the spirit. And you got the will of the God. Go to the next verse. Oh, Lord. And we know. Now that's a flow there, partner. That's a flow. And we know that all things work together for good. What? Now we're going to add three more things. To them that love God. And to them that are called. Then his purpose. Love God, call, and purpose. Love, call, and purpose. You cannot function in that unless you're in the spirit. So when you're praying in the spirit, what we're saying here, when you're praying in the spirit, you're praying with the voice of God. You're praying with the understanding of God. Listen, you're praying with the wisdom of God. You're praying with the answers of God when you pray in the spirit. You're not just chopping the words up, the wind blowing and the fire burning. All impossibilities are eradicated. There's no more impossibility in your life. Amen. Now, if you listen to your head and you look at the situation, they're going to tell you it's impossible for you to even get out of here. You ain't going to never be free. Amen. But you can look back at them and tell them I'm already gone. Are you following me? How many things? There were six or seven things, wasn't it? In them three voices. You're informative. How many? Six. You're informative. She says six. Now, how many you got? So you got to pay attention. It's six. Those six are very important. They're very important for you to make this divine shift that God wants you to make. Stop worrying about every little thing. Let me give it to you again. Putting you in constant power, powerful spiritual contact with God and his supernatural world. Stand ahead of everything the enemy will try against your life. Embracing the power of the anointing to flow to precious contact in the spirit world. The gifts of the Spirit will overshadow your steps. Listen, three things I'm going to say now. You'll be directed, corrected, and protected. You'll be directed, corrected, and protected. It may be something you think you're doing right, but never try to overrule the anointing. Never try to overrule conviction. That conviction is on you. It's the Holy Ghost trying to get your attention. Don't care how good it looked to you, the Holy Ghost will change it. The gifts of the Spirit overshadow your step. You'll be directed, corrected, and protected. For this type of praying will keep you in the presence of God. Now, here's what he said to me. There's more to come. But only the Holy Spirit can pull it out. But you who are here listening to me now, you ought to be preset for greater dimension of the Spirit and not let yourself rule you. Not let Satan rule you. Not let your situation rule you. So Romans 8, 26, 20, we read to 28 and 16 we saw. I wrote down, here's a strong move in the Spirit. Because you know, it ended up saying all things work together for good. God said that. All things work together for good. But then they love God. But his purpose. Putting him first. His plan. You hear me? Speaking, the power of speaking in God's voice. All right. Now, in this culture, in this day, the church is getting weaker and weaker. Or supposed to be church. The church strong, but the weak people who say that they're church. They're doing all kind of things now. And I'm going to put something on you here. If you read the book of Jude, everything that broke out, all hell that broke loose. Book right before Revelation. Everybody got ignorant. But then he told them, I think, in one of the verses, I think the third verse, contend for the faith. Find out what verse that is. Three, four. He told them, contend for the faith. Then he told them how to contend for the faith. You're not, y'all can't find it? Y'all ain't been reading the Bible. Y'all got it? Huh? Verse three. All right. Verse three. Somebody in here reading the Bible. Because I want you to see this because this is being fulfilled now in the system with all the cultures and not hearing the word, just dancing. That's why I said we're going to shut it down here a little bit. Right now, I got to watch all that. I want you to focus. I don't want you up here just dancing. I talked to my prayer. Settle down a little bit. I know we get happy, but. And then somebody said, oh, I don't want to go to an old dead church. You dead. I'm trying to resurrect you. I ain't dead. You dead. I'm alive in the spirit trying to be your apostle, trying to teach you how to function more stronger and enjoy the abundant life. Now unto him that they able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He can't do that the power working. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, here in the book of Jude, you read this book, it's one chapter. Read it, you're going to see how crazy them people were. It's just crazy. Beloved, third verse here, when I give all diligence to the right to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exalt you. You see that? That you should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. But it's gone now, see. But then he goes to the 20th verse now. He tell you how to do it. But you, beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the voice of God. Now, who going to shut all these costs down coming in the church? You? Sanctified, Holy Ghost Christian who not going to be talking about them all the time. Going to be talking about God. God going to shut them down. Now, what happened is if a pulpit compromised to fill the seats, that's when all them devils come in. They can do what they want to do, act like they want to act, dress crazy. That's what they want to do. But I'm not compromising for that. See? They compromise for offerings. More people, more offerings. Stupid. Are you following me? Now, Holy Ghost, I need you to grip hearts in here a little stronger for these last few minutes. Because we're making an apostolic shift here. We're hearing the voice of God, and we're speaking with the voice of God. We understand. You understand that? Huh? When you said, I'm speaking with the voice of God to God. His own idea for me. Watch what I say now. Watch what I say next. What Satan cannot interrupt. See, the hurt and pain is feeling. It's not faith. See, you have to be able to say, here's another chance for God to show himself strong. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't handle this. But here's another chance. For God to show himself strong. Y'all hearing me? All of your problem being solved and you not even hearing me? That's what you're here for. You got to do it. I can't do it. You got to do it. I don't know where you're going when you leave here. You got to do it. You got to have contact with God. I know where I'm going. I've been going the last 50-some years. To my house. And I'm happy about it. And ain't no street person happier than me. I don't care what they're drinking or what they're taking. I don't care what kind of sex perversion they eat. They're not as happy as I am. Crazy. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. So he says here how to build it. But ye, beloved, 24, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying with the voice of God. And what did it do? Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and have some, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And others say it with fear, pulling them out of fire. We need to be pulling people out of fire. Hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So you're supposed to be walking in glory, majesty, dominion and power. Don't let the internet cripple your faith. They're going to show you all kind of stuff. See? It's my job to feed you that internet can't feed you. You see clean through it. Are you here? So, putting your faith in a strong position at Jude 20. Second Corinthians. Let me see what this voice is saying here. I'm about to make a statement here. I'm going to close in a few minutes. They all got enough to think about. All right, I see it, Lord. Listen, all gates, doors, and bridges in the spirit world will be open in the earth's rim for your assignment. In 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, and the love of God, number two, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, number three, be with you all. The grace, the love, and the communion. All gates, doors, and bridges in the spirit world will be open in the earth realm for your assignment. You will keep the glory valve open at all times. John 17:22. I heard it this way when I was meditating and praying about teaching this. He says, grace will explode in your face. Secrets will be unfolded without measure. I never heard this before, but I sure appreciate it. You will wear an intimacy anointing that you've never seen before. You will wear intimacy anointing that you've never seen before. Listen, I'm going to give you two or three more. Listen. Pioneering insights will develop in your life rapidly. Pioneering insight. In other words, you're going to step into territory that it seemed like you couldn't step into. Praying in the Spirit will bring you out of Satan's traps by following a God-given map. Praying in the Spirit. See, I write it like when he tell me, you see. Praying in the Spirit will bring you out of Satan's trap by following a God-given map. He give you a map while you're praying in the Holy Ghost. And then this will turn all your drifting into shifting into the spirit realm. You won't be drifting, you're shifting. Life, you're supposed to be shifting in life, not drifting. You're supposed to know what's going to happen tomorrow. You make it happen by getting out of bed and pray. I don't care if you want to wash your face, brush your teeth, keep praying. But if it's come between brushing your teeth and praying, don't brush your teeth. See, I'm trying to show you how important it is. Is that important? Huh? I'd rather have bad breath than God breath. You see. Now let me see. Let me close here, but let me see something. I'm gonna let you in on a few things. These things will come in the future. The grafting of apostolic supernatural ministry. All the ministries that are under me, I'm gonna train them in this way. I'm going to give you a little insight of it tonight. Praying in the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 14:2. Meditation, Joshua 1:8. Being led by the Spirit, Romans 8:14. Growing fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, constantly operating in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to train you with this too, because biblical insight cannot be seen unless you understand what is being used. In other words, that there's a lot of things, like when Jesus sat on the well with that woman in the fourth chapter of John, I think the fourth chapter, sat on the well with that woman, huh?
Yes,
he spoke to her through a word of knowledge. He told us you had five husbands, you're not married now. So Jesus actually was operating not just in faith. He was operating in the gift of the Spirit. So you're going to start operating in the gift. I said, you're going to start operating in the gift. It's going to make you more reverent. It's going to make you more holy. It's going to make you more powerful. When Jesus fed all those people with them five loaves and two fish, huh? He's functioning in the word of wisdom.
Yes.
The word of wisdom know what's going to happen in the future and open it up to you. Are you following me?
Yes.
We're not doing that. We're just praying. But I want you to start being, for lack of a better, functionizing in the gifts. First Corinthians, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 12. Read it and just kind of meditate it and pick up. That they're there for you to profit with all, but they're not talking about you just profiting with stuff. He's talking about you profiting in the Spirit.
Yes.
And the stuff will come.
Yes.
See. When you're anointed, you constantly punching a hole in this world system. And this world cannot live better than you. God said he'll give you the desire of your heart or get your focus right. If you focus on my plan, all things going to work together for you. You remember Jesus used that man's ship and then he told him to cast his net on the other side? He already knew what was going to come in the net. That was a word of wisdom. So I want you to start praying over the gifts of the Spirit that God can let you see and start operating in them. It's another world. It'd be another world. This ministry in my whole life is based on faith and the gifts in the Spirit. God called a shot every time. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a jet. I mean, we have owned four jets. God called a shot on them every time. We had one destroyed, didn't we, Leroy?
Yes, sir.
One was at a certain state and a storm came and destroyed one. It was time for promotion. You can get all upset and say, well, God, why? God said, I'm trying. You're going to promote, stupid. Shut up. I'm going to get you a better jet. Some of y'all crying over some stuff right now. The Lord is getting that out of your life. He wants you to have something else. You got it? Come on, Junior. You got it? All right. We'll get stay with it. Yeah, hallelujah. Y'all put that in practice in your prayer time. And if you miss brushing your teeth, pray. Even if you got to skip your shower, don't put no deodorant on, but make sure you pray. I couldn't pass that up.